Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream. Very long time.
Quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it. But he's too buff to be real.
Hello and welcome to episode 118 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today is another in-studio episode of the Scare Track Podcast because Halloween is over, so we're here to give you our Halloween highlights of the 2018 season. We've got almost a full team today. Unfortunately, Sean couldn't join us, but it's myself, Mikey, Hannah, Martin and Miss Kate Monroe. So first of all, Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. It's really nice to see you.
It's good to see you, Hannah. nice to see you. How have you been since we last saw each other this morning when we woke up?
It's been great.
Cool. We're also here with Martin for his first ever in-studio podcast. Obviously, usually an on-location host. He's joined us in the studio today. Martin, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. And thank you for inviting me to your lovely studio.
Yep. Studio, we're all sat on the edge of my bed, basically. We're all sat on the edge of my bed. We've got Kate... in her own little studio. You might be able to hear her cats in the background. Kate, how's it going?
I'm good. I am also sat on the edge of my bed.
Awesome. There's no expense spared on the Scare Track Podcast. Very, very high-tech stuff going on. Sorry to ruin the illusion for anyone. But awesome. And it's Kate's first... quotation marks in studio on the edge of the bed sort of episode as well. Kate, you're always with us when we go on location, but you've not been on one of these episodes either, so you're excited?
I am. You have interviewed me before though. Yeah.
True. So you
kind
Good
of
point.
I kind of have.
Okay. I can't believe he just forgot that.
Well, I didn't.
He always forgets me.
Yeah, I called you Sean for two episodes running.
Had no one.
True.
It's fine. He keeps calling me Kate today.
Twice while I've been here.
Anyway, so, unfortunately, Sean couldn't be on the episode. We did plan to have all five of us on. Unfortunately, he was called in to work late. He's air cabin crew, and he was on call today, so he had to...
I like the way you...
That's all we can say before we get done for copyright. So he is away flying to some glorious island somewhere. So it's us four to give you our Halloween highlights. We do this every year, so we thought we'd just give you a little bit of a snippet of what we enjoyed the most, some things that we were hoping were better than others, some things that absolutely blew us away. So that's why we thought we'd get all of us on, or nearly all of us on, to discuss it. But before we do, we need your help as well for our next episode. We are doing a fan report episode. Now, you may have heard episode 117, which was from Toby Brandon. He's from Twins of Evil Events. We asked him to go over to Xscream at the Rhondda Valley Heritage Park, purely because we couldn't make it, unfortunately. We couldn't make it, but they always invite us over there. So he's done sort of a full feature fan report from that event. We thought we could do a full one. He definitely qualifies. He's listened to the episodes from day dot, hasn't he? He's always supported the episodes.
Number one fan.
Whoop, whoop. So, but what we want to do, we thought that went down quite well. We thought that we'd do a fan report episode of your Halloween highlights, guys. So... what did you enjoy in the 2018 Halloween season? Did you visit a park?
Or what didn't you enjoy?
Ooh. But don't like just slag places off. Be critical. Be honest. But if you have some amazing scares, if someone in a certain room in a house, in a maze, gave you the best scare, if you went somewhere and you think that the street performers were fantastic, if you have a favourite maze, a favourite theme park, a favourite screen park, a favourite farm, favourite zombie event, let us know, guys. It'd be awesome to hear from you. We put it on our social media a day or so ago, asking for people to send us some in, and we've already had 5 or 6 sent in. So if you want to give us just a 1 to 2 minute quick sort of mini audio highlight, send them over to scaretrack@gmail.com. that's scaretrack@gmail.com. just record it on your phone, nice and simple, send it in, and we'll put you on the Scaretrack podcast. Right, so that's enough of my waffling. We covered so many events this year,
didn't
we?
I think this is the most we've done.
I think
so. We've released 19 episodes.
Have we?
Over Halloween.
That's quite impressive, isn't it? Shall we go through actually everywhere we've visited?
Ooh.
So we have visited way back in September.
Order. Let's go in order.
We went to
September the 12th.
We went to Farmageddon, the press night there. We also went to Ghoulies Haunted House not long after that. Sean went to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, and he covered the event over there. We then had Contained Liverpool, where we had Miss Kate Monroe with guest host Lee covering Contained. We then, all four of us, went to Zombie Nightmare, which was from the Wicked Experiences team. Then we did the Thought Park Fright Nights, their press night there. We did Traumatica at Europa Park, Germany. We came back and did Tullish Oktoberfest, Extreme Scream Park, Scare Kingdom, Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park, Spooky World, Screamfest Burton, Alton Towers Scare Fest, Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights, Warsaw Scare Maze, The Void, Fear at Avon Valley, and Birmingham Scare Gardens at the Botanical Gardens as well. We've also done 2 more places, so there's another couple of mini episodes coming out. We went to the London Dungeons for their Halloween seance scene. We also went to the London Bridge Experience as well, just during their regular sort of daytime run. So there's 2 sort of mini review episodes still to come from myself and Hannah, who visited those attractions. So that's technically like 20 odd in the end places that we visited. Lots of highlights. Wow, where do we start?
We did all that and a wedding.
We did that and a wedding. Weddings, obviously. So in October, my highlight was the wedding.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Got that out the way. So let's go. Kate, you are miles away from S3, so why don't we let you go first? Kate, what were your sort of, what were your highlights, what were your lowlights, or was there anywhere that you sort of thought was awesome that blew you away?
See, I think I've said this to you guys before. I think overall, my Halloween, I've enjoyed a lot of things, but a lot struggled to stay in my mind. And I think it's just because I did Traumatica last year, which just blows everything out the water for me. And this year I didn't have that. So I had really great times. There wasn't really many events I had bad things at, but I felt that the whole thing, there was only a couple that really stood out to me. One of those was Hoodoo Voodoo at Twin Lakes as a maze. That just was probably one of my best maze experiences ever in a maze. I don't think I've ever been so genuinely terrified. And I think you guys probably heard me scream louder than I've ever screamed before, which is saying something.
Yeah, in fairness, I think because we can obviously relate to this one because we were all there, apart from Sean, obviously, bless him. We were all there at Hoodoo Voodoo and Extreme Scream Park, which is a Twin Lakes family theme park in Melton Mowbray. We all enjoyed it last year. We all enjoyed Hoodoo Voodoo, but the village, I think, overtook it because the village was just so incredible last year. That's why it won a Scar Award at this year's ScareCon Awards. But Hoodoo Voodoo totally stole the show this year.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, it's ultimately my highlight of the whole of Halloween for me. Hoodoo Voodoo was the one that's just really stood out above and beyond everything else. What else? Because I don't know if you want to kind of interrupt and just have a talk about that yourself before I move on.
What I think is crazy is the fact that usually it's new attractions that sort of make the difference, if that makes sense. It's sort of like, it's something that we've been in brand new. We did a lot of new stuff this season. But Hoodoo Voodoo was technically in its second season. Well, it is definitely in its second season, but still it managed to blow us completely away.
Yeah, it's rare that that happens.
Definitely.
Isn't it? Usually it's like, it's the newness that really gets to you. But like when you already know what's going to happen, for it to still then just completely just blow your mind is... It's quite a rarity.
Yeah, definitely. And they didn't actually have a new maze this year at Extreme Screen Park. It was all stuff from last year, although they did have the final curtain, which was their traditional clown maze, which I think we need to make, take a moment, actually. I think we've gone on to an Extreme Screen Park discussion, so there's no harm in that. That clown's maze is always the weaker maze. I think everyone in the whole enthusiast industry can agree with that. But this year, if you hear about the audio, we had the most intense run through clowns ever.
Yeah, it absolutely blew me away. Like, it's never going to be the scariest or, you know, it's obviously not going to be the prettiest because it's just a curtain maze. But yeah, it absolutely blew me away this year, just with the actor interaction in that maze.
We were definitely terrified.
We were terrified.
Yeah, definitely. they did their research, let's say, on us. They knew that we got married. They knew that we went to Disneyland Paris. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes, I've said this before, people might go, yeah, well, you're always going to give good reviews and whatnot because they know who you are, blah, 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 blah. That's fair enough. I can understand where you're coming from. But not being funny, when a critic goes to watch Wicked on the West End, they're not going to be putting on their understudy, are they? They're going to be putting on Idina Menzel when it first came out. Or if you're going to...
shows how gay you are with thank that you. Analogy. Right,
okay, or if you're going to go for a meal at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, you're not going to put the person that's just won Hell's Kitchen on. You're going to put the person that's been cooking for 20 years.
You're
going to
put Gordon Ramsay on.
You're going to put Gordon Ramsay
there. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, can you see what I'm trying to say? But we like to look at it
Aces
from another...
places.
Yeah, exactly. And we like to look at it from another point of view of how good it would be anyway. We can see how things are set up. We can see how hard actors are working. We can see certain scare tactics that are used.
And actors don't know when we're coming, though.
No.
That's another point, is that, you know, places don't purposely put on actors because a lot of the times we don't tell people we're coming.
True, yeah.
So... There's your theory out the window.
Well, no, I'm just saying we do sometimes say that, oh, people aren't honest, people don't get honest reviews because they either know when we're visiting, we've got big scare track coats, or when other review sites are going. Obviously, Michael from Scare Tour, he's a 6'4".
Silver Fox.
You know, everyone in the industry knows who he is. But still, there's... plenty of actors who might not know, and certain places that we just visit might not know who we are, who they are, and we can still see consistency in attractions.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes go through multiple times to catch them out, things like that. So it's not like people do sometimes say, well, you're always going to get the best run. No. Vulcan Peak, for example. but yeah, I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Sorry, I was just going to interrupt there. Just going on that tangent and kind of talking about that and how we don't always let them know that we're going to turn up attractions. Another one that did stand out for me was Dr. Fright's Halloween. Well, it's not Halloween Nights now, is it? It's Horror Town. I just turned up as a paying customer for that, and I still had an amazing night. I think Hoodoo and there, and also, which we'll probably go into a bit later, Fear, were my three highlights of the overall season.
Yeah, they are three very good sort of examples, actually. Yeah, let's talk about Dr. Frights. Martin, don't worry, we'll get to you. You didn't visit Dr. Frights.
We will let you speak at some point.
You just can't get the guy to shut up. but yeah, Dr. Frights, Horror Town this year. They sort of change the theme each year. There's four mazes, you would have heard in the episode. But yeah, that's the kind of event that you have to go in with an open mind, don't you? Because it's very different. It's like a B-movie festival atmosphere kind of thing. It's Harris Fencing, but it's all hidden very well. And yeah. I think year on year, the theming gets better and better. And this year, Hollywood Horror, I think I said it on the episode, but if you didn't hear, listen back. I still get scared in mazes. I still get some good scares, some good screams, some good atmosphere. But it is harder because we do so many. We've done it for so long. I'm going to be more critical than the average Joe that's going to go and get scared. That one, I was actually running for the exit, wanting to get out because it scared me that much. And like I say, that doesn't happen at some of, you know, like I say, we go to Traumatica, which is our favourite event, Fear at Avon Valley, which is absolutely amazing. There's some really like intense stuff that we've done, which I've got my scares, but I've laughed at the same time. With that, Hollywood Horror, that nun scene, oh my days.
Oh my God.
How good was that, Kate?
Oh, I walked in and I was like, no. Yeah, like one thing with Dr. Frights is, like you said there, it's all hair is fencing. It's all put up in a very short amount of time. I found this year you notice the hair is fencing even less.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
The sets, they're building it up. And like I found that a lot of the sets, you couldn't even see the fencing in. And I was really impressed with their facades, everything. I feel like they've just took it up a notch this year. It's still very much that kind of festival vibe. So I think if you're going to go in and expect theme park level, permanent attraction type theming and scenic stuff, you're not going to get that. But they are definitely closer and closer. Like they, I think that's the strongest sets I've seen there.
Yeah, 100% as well. And it's great for the price as well. I can't quote it now, but I know they do obviously there's cheaper nights and more expensive nights. But their most expensive nights are only like £20-something. And you just got to take into account the entertainment you're getting for that. The whole hub indoors is all really good. The amount of street theatre they had this year is more than anywhere else. And you've got to, sometimes you have got to compare that. You've got to compare, not compare as such, but some people go, this place is awesome and this place is crap. Well, no, that's not true. That place you're only spending £15 to get in. That place you're spending £75 to get in. Mm. You've got to take that into account. I think some people don't. So I like to think that you've got to think, right, for X amount of money, you know, for Passage Del Terra was only £7 to get in. I think I had £7 worth of entertainment there for the sets and things like that. So yeah, I mean, Hannah, you were really impressed with the sort of Jason scene in Hollywood Horror, with the whole it's sort of like used the green swamp style thing.
They used like they've used like I've seen it before at Tully's Shocktoberfest for their coven.
Yeah.
But they use like a green laser across smoke to create like makes you feel like you're in a swamp. Like, it makes you feel like that there's water there, and it was very, very clever. And then all of a sudden, Jason just emerged.
Yeah.
From underneath the smoke and under the lasers, and like it just looked like he was coming up through swamp water and you were walking through swamp. It was so clever.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. Yeah, I think it blew my mind so much that I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
Because I was going, oh my God, that was so amazing.
Yeah, it worked really, really well. And like I say, it's something that we have seen in other attractions. We actually saw it, Martin, it was seen in Insomnia.
Hoodoo as well.
Oh, and Hoodoo Voodoo as well. Yeah, as well. Oh, good point. I forgot about that, but yeah. So it is something that's used more so, but it's good to see it used in different ways very well. It's a smart little thing. And like I say, it's in Insomnia, Screamfest Burton, so we can move on to that. They have a brand new attraction for this year, another Andy Porter original, Insomnia, which is the replacement of Soul Seekers. Sorry, Kate, Soul Seekers is gone. I know. If anyone doesn't know, Kate did a lot of work on Soul Seekers. But I think we all agree, it was time to go, wasn't it, Kate?
It was. I think, I don't know, like, you don't want to kind of overkill a maze, and I think that had been... and it was at that overkill point where everyone's already done it a million times. I think when things are there too long, they lose their magic, and I don't think that things should lose their magic, and it should have gone years ago, and I'm waffling, so...
It's okay, no, it's okay. So, yeah, definitely. So the new attraction here, rounded off the lineup at Screamfest Burton, was Insomnia. I visited, actually, on a works night out, so I didn't go with any of these guys. But Kate and Martin went on the press night, so that's why the episode is from those guys. And I genuinely really enjoyed Insomnia. It was... the queue was... Even though it was a sell-out night, the queue never seemed long because of the sort of batching they have. They have the sort of two little rooms. But the queue is sort of like part of the maze, isn't it, Martin, in a way?
Yeah, so with this one, you go in and there's like a set scene in the queue. So when me and Kate went, it wasn't busy. So we sort of got confused. Is this the attraction? Is this the queue line? So we stood around watching this scene play out and then sort of got ushered in because we wasn't actually in the attraction.
Yeah.
But I can see on a busier night where you don't want to be stood around queuing and you want the scares. So you've got the first scene in the queue line, then you go into the next room and it's still queue line, but there's a different scene that follows on from the first scene, and then you're straight into the attraction.
Yeah. It was very smart. It's something that I haven't seen done before. So we've seen, obviously, there's a queue and then there's an attraction, like most places. Then you can go a step further and have a queue with an attraction with a queue line actor that walks and entertains the queue, the crowd. Then you can go a step further and have a pre-show before the attraction, I guess. This sort of merges all of that together into one whole experience. So as soon as you go through the doors to sort of be into the queue, there's a pre-queue before it just to get your sort of ticket stamped. But then, like Martin says, you have two scenes that it's queue line, but there's interaction with the character there. Something's playing out. There's even a scare in there. Something jumps out from the wardrobe. There's some lighting changes, some sound changes. Like I say, blink and you miss it if there's no cues, but that's fair enough because you're still going to get the full attraction experience. Or if there are cues, you will see snippets of it. Or if there's a really long queue, you might see all of it. I think that's a very smart idea and something I haven't seen before. It's something that helps eradicate people being bored in a queue, if that makes sense. And the maze was pretty awesome too. There's a mirror maze in there.
Yeah.
That mirror maze is so disorientating. Like, I've walked around it multiple times in daylight because I did a little bit of set painting there again this year. And so I knew the routes and I still got lost.
I even ended up scaring myself at one point. we were trying to find the way out. And I was like, walked around and then a mirror was angled differently to the rest. So I thought it was an actor, so I jumped, but it was actually myself.
So fair play for Screamfest Burton again. Everything else was very similar to previous years. Still very enjoyable though. I think a good season for Screamfest year. We've been there on sellout nights before, and it's just been a bit of a cluster mess sort of thing.
That was polite.
Yeah, purely because of the throughputs and things like that. They just never had it nailed down. Whereas this year, even though it was sold out and it was big-ish queues, the batch room just worked well this year. And I was there, like I say, on a sellout night. They did really well.
I'd just like to add that Insomnia is in my top three.
Ooh. Ooh, maybe at the end we should do top three mazes.
I mean, that's what we started with.
That was the theme we were going with.
Was it?
We did start with asking Kate
what her highlight was.
Well, what a highlight was. I didn't give her a top three.
Highlight, low light, and she gave us three.
Oh, well, no, I mean our top three mazes, our top three our top three favourite mazes of the season.
Okay, okay.
See, you're my wife, you've not listened to me.
That's what we were doing.
Well, we are. Scare Track listeners listening to a domestic of the married couple now. We did say we wanted to make the episodes more personal, but back off. We'll do that then. Okay, moving on.
Sorry.
So there's lots of places that we haven't mentioned yet. Obviously, everywhere. We had a great time nearly everywhere this year. I do want to have a special mention for Alton Towers Scarefest. Again, all four of us were there at the same time this year, so it's good to talk about that. And last year, we don't want to talk about 2017 too much, but we all walked away going, meh, we probably won't do that next year. I think the welcoming was a disappointment. The other mazes had no actors in, and if they did, they were talking or on their phones. Mm. We were very unimpressed, and I think that showed in the episode last year. But this year, we were all pleasantly surprised, weren't we?
Pleasantly.
Martin, unfortunately, actually couldn't make it this year.
Stupidly, after last year, I decided not to renew my Merlin pass because I was very disappointed, and I only had the pass really for Halloween, so I didn't renew. And I kind of regret it now hearing
but
all the
it
feedback.
It just goes to show how much a year can affect it. A lot of people I know didn't renew their annual passes, not just because of Halloween, but although Halloween was a dire year last year, but the theme park was closed a lot of days, and you know, there was nothing really new for thrill seekers or even
operation
teens.
Operation levels were
terrible.
Service isn't great.
So, but I think this year has improved a lot more. Wicker Man's definitely done well for the for everyone, and the mazes were good.
They were improved. They
definitely
were improved
on
last year, but for me, they weren't at the level that I would expect from Scarefest, from going to Scarefest for the last God knows how many
years. Since 2010.
Yeah. There's a level that I expect. And last year it was diabolical for me. This year it was improved on the shit year.
Yeah.
But still not where I would expect Scarefest to be.
That's fair enough. I think we said that, especially with Subspecies. It was good, it was better than last year, but it just doesn't kick...
It doesn't have the kick that it used to. There's no atmosphere now around the towers. Like, it used to be that it all felt magical and it felt scary, and now they just throw a couple of lights up and there's no sort of atmosphere throughout the park.
There's no scare zones anymore. Kate, we definitely missed the scare zones, didn't we?
Definitely. And I'm not even talking, like, recent year scare zones. I'm talking zombie scare zone. Like, those were the heydays. There was such an atmosphere around park. And like, yes, they've got Tower Street looking beautiful, but you go beyond that and there is, like Hannah says, there's just nothing.
Yeah.
But I do agree that it is definitely a massive improvement on last year. I felt like last year their actual scare actors were very thin on the ground, and they had a lot of people that it seemed, you just really got the impression that they'd probably never even been through a scare maze before. They had no idea what one was.
Yeah.
This year I felt like their scare team was a hell of a lot stronger. They had so many more amazing scare actors back on board, and I think that was its key kind of like selling point this year, was that they had a really good team of actors. I do feel like the older mazes are tired and we're a bit fed up of them in a little bit of a way. Like, Subspecies only packs the punch when you've never been through it before, for me. And I think since that first year, it's never been able to kind of live up to that, and I don't know if that's just because it is a, once you go through it once, you don't need to go through it again because it's the hit that it gives you, or whether it is just that it is tired. I know one thing that I said on the podcast was, so Project 42, absolutely loved that. I really loved the use of the space of turning Subterra into a maze and utilising that, but it felt too samey, too Subspecies for me, as in they should have got rid of Subspecies and kept Terror of the Towers for that variety.
Yeah, definitely.
And just overall creepiness. That having like the vampires and stuff brings, because like with Towers they have like a massive Pugin mansion that is probably one of the creepiest things in the UK. They have that there to use for free, and
they didn't use it.
I missed it this year.
It's like, you've got mazes inside the towers, but they're all decorated so you don't see any of that. And I don't know, it's just like, for a place that has such a big monument there to use, how on earth do Alton Towers have no atmosphere in comparison to like Dr. Fright that just put it all up in 2 weeks?
Yeah,
they should have the like Disney-esque atmosphere in the UK out of everywhere. And that just, like, the actors were on point, everything was like amazing in those realms, but just, I want atmosphere when I go to Towers.
Yeah,
I could agree with that. The saving grace, I do think, was Project 42. I was pleasantly surprised, really enjoyed it. The actors are insane in there, and
they were incredible.
You could tell it was done slightly not on a budget compared to some places. There's still a fair few thousand pounds spent in there, but you could see that it was like an overlay of what they already have, similar to the Welcoming, is an overlay of what they already have, as in the pirate show area they use quite a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they're on the right track. Hopefully next year they can improve even more. I hope they will realise from their feedback that they need some sort of atmosphere around park.
Mm.
We didn't even see the Galactica, whatever things they were. The Orton Ancestors were, you'd be lucky to see them spotting.
We saw them on Tower Street as we arrived. But
they
then
didn't do much.
You don't spend a lot of time on Tower Street on a Halloween event because that's not where the events are.
Yeah,
We didn't see them. Yeah, we didn't see the Galactica guys.
Yeah,
it was a shame, but I'm just so over the moon that they didn't hood me in the Welcoming for no reason.
Yeah, definitely.
I did find the Welcoming, personally, I found it a lot better than last
too.
Year. It's still... I was at the got to the end and still thought, oh, I wanted a bit more, but I did feel like it was at least scare mazy in parts, whereas last year it wasn't scare mazy at all.
And the actors in there were great.
They were fab.
Definitely. So, right, let's move on. So, a few other places that we went to. I'm just trying to think of some great highlights.
So, Martin, what was your highlight?
Have you got some highlights? Obviously, you visited half the attractions with us this year, and you're very quiet. I've been having to try and shut him up because he's been so loud. As soon as I put the cord on,
you guys waffling on.
Yeah.
My overall favourite event was Extreme Scream.
Yeah.
It was only Hoodoo Voodoo that really stood out as a whole attraction for me. Pie Factory.
In fairness, we had an amazing run through Pie Factory.
The best run I've ever had. Shout out to Andy Longmore for that. He absolutely ran the show, and he's my favourite actor of the season.
Ooh.
The way that he interacted, he had you screaming like a girl.
Absolutely. There is a one scene in there, I mentioned it on the episode, of just like pigs on like some... It's basically like a meat locker, isn't it, really, where you have pigs hanging and sliding on the hooks. And we all went in and we were like, oh, pigs. And then just slowly a pig came towards us, like a real, obviously, a fake pig, slowly sort of come to us. And then all of a sudden, at speed, Andy was there as a pig, just shot in. And oh my days, it got me good. Yeah, Pie Factory was a fantastic run through. Definitely.
Yeah, so Insomnia at Burton as well. And I know it's only a standalone attraction, but Warsaw Scare Grounds.
Oh, Warsaw, yeah. This year they had the Ward. Yeah, last year they had the Grouse. So yeah, Warsaw Scare Maze. That was really good, wasn't it, actually? We got some proper scares there. Some real good scares there. Kate, you were there as well.
Yes, I really, really, really enjoyed it. I don't know, like, it's a bit of a blur for me. I remember just being put off into a confession booth on my own at one point, and I felt terrified.
Definitely. As a standalone attraction behind a pub in the middle of Warsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible,
wasn't it? The sets are absolutely stunning. The actors are amazing.
The finale.
The atmosphere in there as well. And it is one of the only attractions that we went to this year that actually had a standalone...
Yeah. A finale. Great finale.
Definitely. I mean, we have there's places with chainsaw finales, that's great. There's some mazes that you just wander out, which is fair enough. And there's some that do try and create some sort of panic at the end. But this one was, obviously they have different throughputs compared to, you know, thousands at Towers or, you know, thousands at Fear, things like that. But they do have a stop, press a button, shit happens kind of finale.
Yeah.
which was really incredible. Yeah, definitely. So good shout there, Martin, from Warsaw Scare Maze. Another one that was close to home that me and Hannah can mention, Birmingham Scare Gardens. That was fun.
I had a really, really good night.
We genuinely really enjoyed it, didn't
we? For a first year, you know, it started off a little bit crazy. Mikey went the wrong way down a one-way system, so I was already on edge when we got there. And he's sort of looking at me now like, why have you said that? But it's true, it happened.
That was a horrible drive. The closest event to us is the one that I've messed up the most. I've driven all the way to Luton, to Bristol, to Thorpe Park, but I mess up going to Birmingham 20 miles away. Thank you, Hannah.
It was good times. No, but I really, really enjoyed it, the whole atmosphere. And you know, you got to take into consideration with these places, this was year one, like this is their first ever time doing it. You know, the setting that they had, they played the strengths to, so it was in the botanical gardens in Birmingham, so, you know, everything was lit up really nicely, and they had fire effects, they had... just loads of actors. I think there were actors everywhere, and it was more of like a Halloween event and not a scare
event.
Theatrical
spooky trail, wasn't
it? Yeah, so like we'd go like scene to scene with these spooky characters and telling us a story throughout, and I really, really enjoyed it. It wasn't scary
for us,
but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good event, and I look forward to going to it next year.
And they had some good burgers.
Yeah, oh, very nice.
And a bar.
I had a sausage. another thing, I went to The Void, which was an attraction by Cyclone Events and Fear and Sons Immersive Consulting. it was just myself at that one. But it was really enjoyable. It was really good. Enjoyed it. The sets that they built there, it was just like in an art studio place. It was really impressive. Really enjoyed it. I think it needed more actors in a few places. But again, that was one that I looked at it. I was like, wow. I thought it was just going to be a load of Harris fencing and some strobes, and it wasn't. It was legit good bits of set pieces. So that was impressive for me, definitely. Something else that I was quite surprised by. I don't take this the wrong way, everyone, is that I visited Spooky World, and that sometimes people go, oh, Spooky World. And it was only myself at this one. I went with a few other friends because none of the team could make it. It wasn't planned. It was just, I got a night off. Where's open? Let's go to Spooky World. And I genuinely had an absolutely fantastic time. Don't get me wrong, the mazes, they're not going to win any awards. They are not the most intense, they're not the most theatricalized, they're not the most impressive mazes that you're ever going to go through. However, they're good, they're long, and they're fun. And the actors are what make that park. Like, it's quite a big park, they've got the space. I don't think they have as much of a budget as a lot of places do, unfortunately. But the actors really, really made that event. So hats off to them, because they were fantastic. That you can tell it's a kind of event that they all wear their heart on their sleeve. They're all there year after year just to make sure that people have a great time. And it's a very young audience at Spooky World. You can tell the differences when you go to places. Tully's Farms, definitely the 18 to 35s. The Scream Fest is definitely maybe the 14s to 20-something. You can and families. You can see different places that have very different age range clienteles. And Spooky World is a very, very young audience. So for them as well, the tickets are quite a cheap price as well. It's a good quality night out. But yeah, definitely Spooky World. I'm not going to say, it's in my top three mazes or anything like that, but it was a genuinely really good time, and the actors did a fantastic job there, so I really enjoyed that. What else is on our list, guys? Ghoulies Haunted House. Martin had a busy year, not coming to attractions. He came to a fair few. But Kate, me and Hannah have done Ghoulies Haunted House before. We know it's quite intense. It's not quite extreme, but it's pretty damn intense. You took Lee Easthope for the first time. He was like our guest host with you a couple of times this season. It was mental, wasn't it?
Oh my god! I think this is one that I forgot to mention. Like, my two individual maze highlights is Hoodoo and Ghoulies. Oh my actual god! Like, even just thinking about it now makes me feel a bit. I extreme mazes. I always prefer theatrical extreme, like as in like when they used to do like the Extreme Sanctuary. I don't think I could do like the proper extreme, like Psychomantia, my always safe word in the first room. This had a really, really, it was quite clever in that it always had me at the point of feeling like I'm going to have to say the safe word soon, but I never actually felt like I had to say it.
Yeah.
I was just constantly on edge throughout, and oh my god, I loved it.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like it is a safe extreme attraction. Like, obviously every attraction's safe, so I want to point that out, that I'm not saying that extreme attractions are unsafe. I'm saying that at all times it felt extreme, but I felt safe. So I felt like there was no need this year, because I have safe word previously. This year I felt like there was no need for me to say the safe word, because I constantly felt like everything was in control, everything was fine.
Yeah.
You know, they were pushing me to the edge, but bringing me back and letting me calm down, and then pushing me again and bringing me back and letting me calm down. Like, it just flowed really, really well. Whereas when we went through that one year where I safe worded, they pushed me to the edge and beyond.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Yeah, it's definitely a good attraction, good standalone attraction as well. Very well themed, actors really intense in there. It's always good to visit. They have advertised that they're doing a Christmas event, special event. Ooh. But they've said this year there's no humour, there's no funniness. It's just going to be totally intense and extreme. And that scares me. That makes me not want to go, because this is a place in the middle of Liverpool City Centre. Yeah. How they just get regular punters through is insane. Because it's just regular people, like, you know, your mum and dad, your sister. I don't think my mum and dad would like that.
Nope.
No. Whereas Passhouse del Terror, Blackpool, they potentially could go, yeah. Oh, that was terrifying. That was fun. So, fair play to them. They're doing something different. They're doing something intense.
We should make Martin go.
Let's go. Christmas. Let's go.
I like this sort of thing.
Yeah, you'd like it. You'd definitely like it.
It's two doors up from a Yates.
Whereas this Scare season, Kingdom. Scare Kingdom. So it was myself and Martin that went to Scare Kingdom. Kate, you joined us as well with again Lee. Lee joined us. Lee Heastoke.
Yeah.
I think we all agreed that it was the best incarnation of Malamortis, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. It was beautiful as always, but it was so fun. Like, I really loved that vintage circusy kind of thing they had going on.
Yeah, definitely. It was like a masqueradey sort of circus. And Martin, you said that you thought that was the best incarnation of Manamortis
as
well.
Yeah, Manamortis is always beautiful, no matter what carnation it's got. But no, this year was by far my favourite.
Definitely. Now, Scare Kingdom has different sort of attractions. Some are much longer and theatrical than others. Some are a little bit short, sharp and sweet. But I think I said at the end of the episode, it feels like all of them are getting well-themed now rather than just Manamortis. Like, the first half of Body Snatchers is really impressive as well. And we try and give a whole rounded-out experience. I think we're all a bit gutted that it ended on a hooded maze again.
Yeah, I didn't feel that I was hooded for no reason, though. That there was a reason I was hooded.
True, and it was quite pushy.
Worked. Yes, they were very touchy to the point where my legs were buckling.
Yeah.
And I almost ended up on my knees.
I remember actually asking you, Mikey, what's this last one? And you went, oh, it's a hooded maze. And I went, oh, no. But actually, going round it, I really enjoyed it. I think for me, it was quite an intense one. They were very, very touchy. But I was screaming. I was terrified. It was good. But at the end, I just wanted, as they took the hoods off, a bit of something, a bit of a scene or something. I felt that it just missed that at the end.
Yeah.
It's very much take your hood off, walk out. Whereas it built up that much of an intensity to just take your hood off and there to be some scary man standing there or something would have done the job fine. It didn't even need much because they'd built the intensity so much. But I do feel like, because especially with that being the last attraction, if you're not paying for Psychomantium, I just wanted an epic.
Yeah,
I love a finale.
Definitely.
That basically, I just love a finale.
And if it filters into the bar area where everyone's sort of either waiting for Psychomantium or just having a drink because they're too scared of Psychomantium, it would be good to have a good chase into there rather than a hood off, wander out sort of thing.
So, but with hooded mazes, there's always three types of hooded mazes. You've always got like the hoodoo voodoo, you're hooded, then you've got the scares after where you can see. You've got Body Snatchers where you have the scares, then you're hooded, and then you've got Falcon Peak that you just hooded.
Yeah. We'll move on to Thought Pop in a bit. You don't get hooded in Body Snatchers though.
No.
Are you on about the end of?
Yes, sorry.
What's it called? I can't remember now. Flesh Market or something like that.
Something
I know what you mean. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know,
it was just
Body
after
Snatches.
Body Snatches, wasn't it? Yeah. That's why you get. Yeah, totally. It does help that Psychomantium's there as well. I think for me and Martin, I think sometimes we do walk out thinking we just need another scare. Like you say, Kate, you wanted that last scare, so we went and did Psychomantium, psychosexual sort of clinic. This year or this Halloween season, it just wasn't. It wasn't what it could have been, was it?
See, normally with Psychomantium, you come out and you feel dirty. You feel like you need to wash your hands, you need to wash your mouth. This year, I didn't feel dirty.
Yeah.
And as weird as it sounds, I'm disappointed that I didn't feel dirty.
Well, if you're feeling disappointed, they have this week announced their Halloween event.
No, their Christmas
event. And Psychomantium this year is called Glory Grotto. Glory Grotto. So to me,
sounds penis.
Sounds glory holy.
That sounds filthy, and I think you'll love it.
It's not quite queening.
No. Go back to the queening. But yeah, they have just, like Hannah said, we still had a fantastic time at Scare Kingdom. One of the best times, actually. I really enjoyed, like I say, Manamortis was great. I just think Psychomantium, because it has got so sick and twisted and fucked up, It could have still been toned down a little bit, because obviously it's harder for them to be this intense during the Halloween run when they're running from early October into November. They have one of the longest runs at Scare Kingdom, and it's relentless for those actors. Fair play. All the other actors get a little break in between groups. These guys don't. It's bam, 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 bam.
And it's cold in there.
It's
as
cold.
Well.
It's grim. It's grotty.
It
literally
smells.
It smells like, you know that it's gonna be difficult to work in there. So I understand why they've gone for a slightly easier one rather than a Halloween one, sorry, a Christmas one that's 2 days, or a Valentine's one that's 2 days. But yeah, there's just something missing from it. But yeah, they have announced Halloween. Christmas. We keep saying that. Christmas.
Christmas Festival.
Yeah, definitely. It's back again. You've got Manor Mortis, Nevermore, Body Snatchers, Krampus, Catacomb, and Psycho Mansion, Glory Grotto. And that's coming back this year on the 14th and 15th of December. So yeah, Scare Kingdom, that was really cool. We all went to Farmageddon together, didn't we? All four of us were there. Obviously, they've got 3/4 attractions. The Meat Locker was relatively unchanged, but still looks really impressive. There's Contagion, which is their 3D maze, which is awesome. Their Zombie Paintball, which is a fun little add-on, and they had a little maze at the end. I think that you needed a bit more in the maze at the end, but still it's an extra little free thing at the end. But Terror on the Farm was changed to Beast of Terror, dubbed as the longest attraction, or longest scare house or scare maze of the season. I think it's up there. I think we'd have to have a look at the recordings, because some were very, it was all around the 15, 16, 17 minute long, which it is long for a non-stop sort of attraction. I know Manor Mortis might be longer because you stop and you have scenes sometimes.
Same with Stilton. That's a bit stop-start.
There's some sort of stop-starty bits as well, definitely in Stilton at Extreme Scream Park. Also just at the beginning, isn't there? So I don't know how you would measure it when this scene, sort of Beast of Terror, as soon as you go through the doors, it's continuous. You don't stop to the end. So you can't, it's unfair to measure that against things like Stilton or things like other really long attractions where you do
even
stop.
The Village.
The Village,
well,
of course, because at the end you're in there for a good 3 minutes at the last scene. So it's hard to, it'd be fun to sort of look around and even measure how many steps you do and things like that. But it is definitely up there as one of the longest attractions in the UK, if not Europe. When it comes to a standalone house, like a standalone maze. 2 floors now, bloody impressive.
The upstairs is absolutely beautiful. That chapel that's caved in on itself.
Yeah, that looked really, really good, didn't it? Yeah.
And I think that's what Farmageddon do really, really well, is all their sets and all their attractions, they just blow you away with how detailed they are. And, you know, you know that you're in a warehouse or in a farm, and suddenly you're transported and you're in a chapel, and the views that you see and everything, it just absolutely blows your mind. It isn't the scariest.
No.
But you do get some really good scares.
See, we saw this with the behind the scenes. We were all lucky enough to go for the behind the scenes. And I know when the events are running, your mazes are dark. So some places could cover up a bit of areas that's not themed by it being black. Seeing these with the lights on, you can see that the attention to detail in every corner, nook and cranny is well polished. Even though you're not going to see that area of the room because it's dark, it's still themed the same as the rest. It's all
definitely the attention to detail is insane there. Yeah, their set design, I mean, you can tell that even from outside the mazes. It's not just a sign saying Beast of Terror this way, it's a full on house of rock with dancers and dancers just those dancers, man.
And this is why we love scare attractions.
Kate, it was your first time at Farmageddon, you enjoy it?
It was. I had a really, really good time. I've heard lots about it over the years. It was nice to go and see it in person. We had a bloody intense run through. Is it Meat Locker?
Yeah. Oh, they kept you and Hannah behind, didn't they?
Yeah. Like, that was... We come out, like, barely able to string a sentence together.
Hannah came out, fell through a fence, and then climbed on me.
No, I don't think I fell through a fence this year.
No, you did. We've got video footage of this as well.
I don't think I went through the fence. This year
you jumped onto Martin.
Yeah, but I didn't go through the fence.
You were on the floor against this fence.
Yeah, but I didn't break the fence. But
moving on,
last year I broke it.
Oh my god, DIY at the household of Mikey and Hannah. So that was awesome. We all visited again. All four of us were at we went to Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park. It was their second year as a Scream Park, wasn't it? They sort of did a immersive sort of 2-hour thing experience last year with a couple of mazes, and although the overall experience was fun, the mazes weren't quite there. I think they went the opposite way around this year. They had less of the full-on experience, and I'd say 50% of their mazes were good. Is that being too mean? I don't want to sound horrible. I really get on with the guys, and I was there for some behind the scenes, but
I think our run was heavily impacted by other guests, though.
Yeah, true.
There were a lot of undesirable people.
Yeah, we went on a really nasty night of absolute cockwombles.
Yeah.
You could obviously, we like to be professional and we look at other things. So we know that we had a bad run on a certain attraction because of some douche canoes with us, but we're not like other places that just come out going, that was rubbish because we're with boring people. And I've seen some hashtag reviewers say stuff like that, which is unfair on attractions.
It is unfair. You know, you put it into context, we had an amazing run at Dr. Fright's through Hollywood Horror.
That was one of my best
and
experiences.
I had to stop a girl in that maze and say, you are ruining this for everyone
because
else.
Because she was trying to scare the actors.
So it's not always...
Stupid that, bitch.
No, it's not always that other people ruin attractions for you, but I think that it was just the sheer amount of cockwombles at Shrewsbury Prison that night, which was a little bit deflating for us, but we can still walk around and see this is what they're trying to do. Obviously they're having to stop the scene to deal with these people, obviously they've had to close the maze to deal with these people, but we understand how this would work,
of course,
with normal people.
And I really
there are other reviewers that don't take that into consideration.
Definitely, yeah.
Doesn't help that they had an actor dislocate her knee while acting
and still wanted to carry on, bless her.
Just get me a chair.
But we did have some highlights there, definitely.
House number seven was great. Jamboree
in the cell. Yeah, so those three attractions were solid, but the other three did let it down, I think. And they'll be honest with that. They had hardly any actors in Phantom Finders. They had a few people ill that night, and it just lacked what it needed.
I did miss, compared to last year, the Jacket Potatoes.
Okay, yes. You missed you. But still, Jamboree was great, though. I really enjoyed Jamboree. The guy with baby rabies, and he was making us all confess our sins in House Number 7. And the intensity of the strobes in the cell were really impressive.
I loved the look on all your faces when I confessed my sin.
Sometimes don't pay for my surplus, Red Bull.
It's surplus.
It's surplus. I'm just trying to think anywhere we didn't go. Kate, you went to Contained, Liverpool. We've never been before, but you went this year with Lee.
I did. I didn't quite know what to expect because, of course, like when you're going to an attraction you've not really heard much of, you know that it's on a bit of an industrial estate, and also you know that they're quite new to it. You probably don't set your expectations too high. You try and look at it, like I said, we look at it and we analyse, like, where are these people at in their company? How is it going to be? And we look at kind of where they are in those respects, whereas an everyday viewer probably wouldn't. So I went with those kind of ideas in my mind and was really pleasantly surprised. It was very long attraction. It was very scene-led, so it was like walking from a scene into a scene into a scene. And every scene was, like, really well thought out. And their sets were beautiful. They had really strong actors in every single scene. We had numerous scares. Like, I was really impressed. Really impressed.
Sweet. Awesome. We definitely need to try and get there next year. And they are also doing a Christmas event as well this season. So head over to the Contained website to check out their dates on that. They're doing a Halloween, a Christmas event, which we need to check out. But yeah, it looks like that you and Lee had a good time. That was Lee's first ever event.
It was. He was terrified, and then I took him to Ghoulies afterwards. So,
yeah, you...
like, from there to Ghoulies in one night.
You definitely threw him into the deep end.
Yeah, bless him. But he's come out a bit of a scare addict now, it seems.
He's going everywhere, isn't he?
So...
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so fair play.
Yeah. But yeah, Contained Liverpool, it's called Killer Christmas. It's only on for 3 days, and you can get your tickets at containedliverpool.co.uk. It's on the 14th, 15th and 16th of December. There we go. Hannah is just Googling that now. Now, so nice one.
Same weekend as Scare Kingdom.
Same with Scare Kingdom, definitely. We also didn't mention that Immersive Events, actually, at Shrewsbury Prison Screen Park, have also got a Christmas event. There's going to be lots of on-location audio, hopefully, again, this Christmas.
This one's quite later, though. This one is what is known as the trade, in the trade, as Mad Friday.
Yeah.
So it is known in bar trade and shop trade as busiest day of the year. So this one is on 21st, which is busiest day of the year, and 22nd of December.
Yeah. So, and that's for Immersive Events at Shrewsbury Prison Screen Park. So yeah, they're opening three of their most popular mazes as voted by you, the fans. So yeah, the tickets are only £12, available from Saturday the 10th of November. So you can get that from imevents.global. And that was, I was speaking to the guys, they are reopening Shrewsbury Meat Market, House Number 7, and Experimental. Which is surprising that those ones reopened. But then again, I really did enjoy Shrewsbury Meat Market, thinking about it.
But I really enjoyed House Number 7.
Yeah. But Experimental fell flat for us. Anyway, moving on. I'm trying to think who else we haven't chatted about. Apart from another Christmas scare, we did a mention from Warsaw Scare Maze reopening. They've got Santa's Fear Factory, a live-action horror attraction, and they are open on the 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of December.
They're going right up to Christmas Eve, yeah.
Well, day before Christmas Eve, Hannah. But, yeah,
but close. But if you went on the 23rd, you'd like still be there.
Christmas Eve. So there you go. You can get your tickets as well from Warsaw Scare Maze. So yeah, that's lots of Christmas stuff. But the last few things then for Halloween highlights 2018. We went, one of the earlier attractions we went to before we even got married, Hannah, was Thought Park Fright Nights.
Yeah.
This year, nowhere is safe, or the island is not safe this year. It was something like that. Now, I think our experience is slightly jaded because they fill us with alcohol first. But
we didn't. We only had one drink each.
True. There
were people there taking the mick.
Oh God, always. Oh, there's always some idiots down there taking the mick with loads of drinks. But we only had a couple each. We had a bit of food. We went in. It is definitely missing the big top. I was bigging the place up. Martin and Hannah had actually missed it over the last few years. I know Kate visited last year, but you went on a very busy night and didn't actually get to do anything, Kate.
Oh, no, that's a few years ago. A few years ago now. So I've missed a couple of years.
We've missed a few years. I did go back last year because we used to love the old school days of Thought Park with Seven and Saw and The Asylum. And then it was losing its way a little bit with the passing, but then they bought it back with the Lionsgate years. But then the sort of like second or the third year of Lionsgate, again, it was losing its way because it was sort of half Lionsgate, half Big Flop at the time, the first year of Big Top, and then they had Platform 15, which was diabolical the year after that. And then we were like, right, they're sort of going up and down like a roller coaster, Thought Park, and I think they'll be honest with that as well. I think they even forget they ever did the passing. They don't like to
admit
it.
Everyone wants to forget the
passing. Well, everyone now wants to forget Vulcan Peak.
I love Vulcan.
No, you don't,
no,
Kate.
You don't.
I can end this call right now, Kate.
Okay, tell me what you love about Vulcan Peak.
I love that it's got so many people talking about it this season. It has been the talk of the season.
Okay.
That's what I love about it.
That's it.
That's about it.
Bad press is good press.
Yeah, I do like the fact that there's just been a generic over. Like last year, everyone was like, the best thing ever is the village. And I don't think anyone could fight anyone. This year, it's the worst thing ever is Vulcan Peak. And no one can fight anyone.
We even had actors in other scare attractions in, you know,
other parts.
Other sides of England taking the mick out of Vulcan Peak during a scare attraction.
And that's what I love about it. And I know this completely was not their intention at all at Thought Park, but it's become such a running joke of this Halloween, and that's why I love it.
Yeah, that is funny. One of my issues with Vulcan Peak is they're using sort of the back run of I'm a Celebrity, hooding you and just walking you through. I'm a Celebrity is beautifully themed anyway. Yeah. Just use that to its advantage. Shove some actors in there and you've got a good attraction.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is a difficult year for Thought Park. Last year, like I say, they go up and down, up and down. And last year was a very up year. One, Big Top was amazing. All the other attractions were decent as well. It was the introduction of the year The Walking Dead. I think the ride is decent for what it is with a re-theme. I also think that their nightmare, what's it called?
Living Nightmare
Maze is very well themed, really impressive. We all really enjoyed it. Started off free flow and ends not so free flow, but that is a very good attraction. Last year they had Sanctum, which was diabolical. This year they had Do or Die, which is basically Sanctum 2.0, which was, again, I think, diabolical.
See, I preferred the Walking Dead ride, coming off that ride and sort of going through the scare maze-esque type part of that. I preferred that
to Do or Die.
To Do or Die.
Definitely. Do or Die was...
I liked the bus.
The bus was good, and the actors were trying hard in there. They had no ending for us. I don't know if it did for you guys, but had no ending. But it was just loads of black sheets. The same sheets they use in queue lines elsewhere. That's what I don't get. It was just black sheets.
I just don't get, why do they need a second Walking Dead maze?
Contract. Like, is in a contract.
When you have but it just doesn't make sense, like, because they've got one that's so good to then have a really crap one. It, like, shows it up even more because the other one's so good.
See, for me, if they're going to do good, that, like, you have one maze which is, like, season 1 to 2.5, and then the second maze 2.5 to season 5. So you've got to go through the first one before you go through the second one and have it as one big story, whereas these were just two... very different.
This, yeah.
And on two very different levels.
Do or Die was just a bit of a zombie-esque, cheaper maze with the logo slapped on it.
It just felt like a scare zone.
Definitely.
We said on the night, Thorpe Park this year, most of it is outdoors.
There's only two indoor attractions.
It did feel very scare zone-y.
Sorry, three indoors attractions. Yeah, because it does feel scare zone-y. Martin's right. It's, don't get me wrong, we still had a good time there. We all enjoyed Saw, and we all enjoyed Walking Dead, and the other ones weren't diabolical attractions. Well, Vulcan Peak was. The others all had
Blair Witch's best year.
Blair Witch was a great year. I really enjoyed that, and that was the best sort of outdoors maze I think there was. The lighting, the sound, the actors were fantastic. Actually,
I liked Platform 15. It's the first time I've done it.
Yeah,
I liked
right.
the train, the use of smoke and fire. And
yeah, it was okay. But then when
it was just a lot of walking.
Lots of walking.
Nothing.
And when you've done other things that are all outside, it all does look very... Like, I dread anyone that went on a... We had quite a dry October, luckily, but there were a few days of absolute tipping it down. When you got to think...
you've paid all that money and you're
soaked. You're getting soaked because your outdoor attractions, platforms outside. The Deadwood Creek was terrible. That was outside.
Do or Die.
Do or Die was outside. Like, it was unnecessary. They all looked the same. And Vulcan Peak was crap. But it is funny. we can all just... Kate's right. We can just go back to Vulcan Peak now and just say how bad that was. Hoods, you can do them so well at Extreme Scream Park, beautifully well. You can do them so badly at Vulcan Peak. Somewhere else that uses hoods, Tully's Shocktoberfest. Kate, did you go to you didn't do Shocktoberfest this year, did you?
I didn't.
It was just me and Hannah, wasn't it?
And Sean.
And Sean. Sean the Boy Wonder was with us on this one. Yeah, bless him. We weren't a huge fan of their hooded maze because it's been there for so long. It's really just the same. But what they do really well is just
change the name.
Change the name to Vixie or the Roman numerals. But there are other attractions. There's actually 9 attractions, which I think is one of the most in a UK scare park. One of those is Circus of Horrors, but that is an attraction in itself. They were really fun, weren't they?
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
It was great to have a place that has a proper sit-down show. I don't think there's anywhere else in the UK that I think I've been to that does that. There's lots of shows while you're eating your dinner, then move on, like fire shows and stilt walkers and like little, you know, girls on beds and nails shows. And don't get me wrong, I love them. They need to be at scare parks. I think more scare parks should use circus performers.
Yeah.
If anyone needs one, I know a great one, Eve. you alright, Hannah? Just pulling faces at me. If more should use that, but they also have to have a indoor sort of performance, a bit like Traumatica have the ice show, and like I say, Fear Avon Valley have the fire show. We need to talk about Fear as well. Whereas Tullys just has obviously the indoor attraction, the indoor attractions, the indoor sit down stage show, but they also have so much street theatre, don't they, Han?
Yeah, and they also have like a stage with music as well.
Two stages with music, yeah.
Two stages with music.
Yeah. And so I'd say, and obviously Martin and Kate have been over the years. Like this year was similar to other years. I don't think there was a new attraction. There was just extensions to the attractions. We spoke about that at length on the actual episode. But just the overall atmosphere of Tully's is insane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's the one that I always want to go to because it has that big festival, Halloween festival vibe, and I don't think anywhere has managed to beat that for me. So even though like it's a similar kind of mazes and I've just had extensions onto when I last visited, just to go and have the vibe would have been amazing, and I did miss that.
Yeah, definitely. And their mazes are fantastic, and they're long, and there's some good actors in there, and we enjoyed all of them. And there are some that are different to others and such, but we did notice, I don't know if we mentioned it, I think we did, they all speak the same fake language.
Yeah, they've all got their own made-up language.
I do think that some of them don't need that. I think it's only Chop Shop that didn't, whereas I think they make it a bit too samey sometimes.
The clowns didn't need to be speaking gibberish.
No.
Like, it makes sense in... what's the wooden one?
Colony.
It makes sense in Colony. Sorry, the names of mazes have gone out of my head. So it makes sense in Colony because, you know, they are like their own little tribe. Kind of makes sense in...
Cellar.
The Cellar. Kind of. But, you know, they've always kind of done it. But you've always had the grounding of Esmeralda speaking English, which we didn't have this year. Or previous years, I don't know. I didn't go last year. But, yeah, it just seemed unnecessary that they all spoke this gibberish.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was just me thinking that.
No, I agree with that, definitely. But, yeah, we still... I think it's pretty awesome to have the Circus of Horrors at Tully Shop.
Yeah.
Yes, that is pretty awesome. Kate... Fear Avon Valley, you're saying that's one of your highlights.
Yes, I'm glad I finished my Halloween on Fear, and I'm glad I did. That was another place that had an epic atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere is electric there, especially with the fire shows, the amount of street theatre they have there as well, and their mazes. And House of Clowns, you actually worked on it this year.
Yeah, House of Clowns is my baby this year. I did loads of painting in there, and it was absolutely lovely to go and see it.
Definitely. And it worked really well as a maze. Definitely. I really enjoyed it. It was technically like your standard clown maze, but the actors in there were really good. The rooms were different. The sound was good. And, of course, the paint was good.
Of course.
But, yeah, it was a really enjoyable attraction. What was really awesome about the event is on how well they managed huge queues and how free-flowing some of their attractions are. Like even Phobia, which come back for Phobia Rebirth, is more... free-flowing now than it has before. You go into groups of two in coffins. I don't know if anyone's seen the video, but yeah, it's different, isn't it? It's good. It's fantastic. And
I was so disorientated at numerous points through Phobia, and I did a bit of painting in Phobia this year as well. So I've walked around it on my own in the daytime,
and
I still got lost.
Yeah, easily done. But yeah, Fear at Avon Valley is always a highlight. We've been a couple of years together, haven't we, Hannah? You couldn't make it this year, and Martin couldn't make it either. But yeah, it is incredible. It is a fantastic event, and it's one that, you know, is definitely up there as award winning. You know, four attractions. They obviously have Killzone as the extra attraction. That was enjoyable as well. But yeah, it's overall atmosphere, street teams, that sort of thing. The overall sort of package they have, they're definitely becoming leaders in the UK for that, definitely. I'm trying to think of anywhere.
It's probably one of my only ones this year as well, where I've actually spent the night thinking, oh, that was my favourite. Oh, no, that was my favourite. And I didn't know what my favourite was at times, and that's the only time I've experienced that this Halloween. I think it ended up being X4, though, in the end. I had some really good runs through X4.
X4 was really good. See, now, last year we only saw that as half finished, and we still enjoyed it, but it was great to see it this season, because last year we went on, like, a preview night for staff, but this year it was really good to see it all finished. The lift in there was awesome, so yeah, really enjoyed that. Something we did all together, which wasn't exactly a Scream Park, but it was still a Halloween time, we visited in Blackburn, but I know they're doing it all over the UK. We did Zombie Nightmare by Wicked Experiences. Now, if anyone's seen, we were terrible. We didn't get the antidote or the serum, but it was another sort of one of those sort of inside a shopping mall running away from zombies kind of thing. But it's the first time we've ever done one in an actual shopping centre, wasn't it? Martin, you loved it.
Yeah, I like the whole deep, immersive, running for your life events.
Definitely, yeah. Are we boring you, Kate? Is that you right there?
Oh, right, Martin's talking again.
Are we keeping you, Kate? Are we?
I didn't realise the mic had picked that up.
Oi, everyone shut up. You could all go to bed after this. I've got to edit it. So,
yawning's contagious.
So, yeah, so Kate is also, she seems like she enjoys it. But Martin, you enjoyed it, yeah, definitely. And I like that it added some sort of like escape room elements in it as well. Kate, did you like that or are we boring you?
I'm still laughing. Sorry. Yeah, I really love the zombie thing. I don't like running, though. I'm not very good at it.
I love the fact that after the first little bit of running, everyone was like, whew, that was good. And the main guy goes, right, all ready, Martin? Yeah. Ready, Hannah? Yeah. Ready, Mikey? Yeah. Kate? No. No, I'm not. Can we just walk this bit? Or can we stop? And every time you go, oh, dear. And you're like, I don't like that you keep saying, oh, dear. If anyone can get themselves properly immersed in something, one, it's Kate. If anyone's going to die first in a zombie apocalypse, it's Kate.
Well, no, it wouldn't, because I have a great zombie apocalypse plan, but I couldn't do it in that particular environment. And, like, hiding would be one of them.
Yeah.
I would hide for a start, and that was not an environment that allowed for hiding.
Well, I'd
and
want
I would
my money back if it was just, right, we're going to hide in here for 2.5 hours, guys.
But in a real zombie apocalypse, I'd do all right, because I'd do my makeup, and zombie and medicine pose one of them. Oh, so that's my plan.
So for the rest of your life, you're going to carry around zombie makeup with you on the off chance that an apocalypse will arise?
Yes. Yes.
And just hope you have somewhere to hide to put your makeup on.
There will be, I know, I'm a good...
I think that's that calls for a new episode in the new year. All our plans of how to defeat a zombie apocalypse. People would listen to that. That'd go viral. Right, so I'm trying to think if there's anywhere we haven't mentioned. Obviously, Sean has been to Halloween Horror Nights. He said it was absolutely fantastic. Myself and Hannah did Traumatica.
You guys haven't mentioned Traumatica. Yeah. I was just going to say you haven't mentioned Traumatica.
It was insane. Wasn't it?
It was so good.
We loved it. Don't get me wrong, we do have a nostalgic feel for that, and we do have a great sort of network of people over there that make sure we have a fantastic time, but anyone that visits always enjoys it. The sets this year are the most beautiful themed mazes ever. Street Theatre's awesome. The ice show is amazing. Usually one of your favourite ice shows.
Oh, it was my favourite ice show, because it just followed a story. Like, I'm not really sure I understood what the story was, but it followed a story, and that's what I like about ice shows.
Yeah, definitely. It was good that when you wear your t-shirt, we don't see this anywhere else, but if you buy one of the merchandise t-shirts and you get seen by the street team, you will be treated like the pack that you're wearing, the faction you're wearing. So if I'm wearing a pack t-shirt, you know, I'm going to get chased by vampires and things like that.
But I get chased by everyone with my t-shirt, which isn't fair. And then even when I don't wear my t-shirt, I get chased by everyone.
True, you're just easily chaseable.
It's not fair.
I was chasing you for years and then you married me.
I don't think that's correct at all.
But yeah, no, it was also really good. Obviously, it's cool that they have the Vampires Club open on the peak night, so you can party the night away. It is good when that's there as well. But yeah, a really fantastic time at Traumatica. We've really bigged it up to people, and people who have gone over there who've agreed with us, saying it's awesome. But also, we don't want to go that it's the best thing since sliced bread, you know, I mean,
I wouldn't say it's the scariest.
It's not the scariest,
but I'd just say overall atmosphere, it just ticks all the boxes.
It just has a package, doesn't it? It does have a package that if you are invested in the storyline as well, it's good to see. It's good to see that. It's great. So it is fun.
And they give you shots in the queue. So
shots in the queue.
Cool.
Line, that's another thing as well that we saw very different at different places is the use of alcohol. At different parks. Again, I think that's another episode idea, because some parks let you have as much as you want, some parks are completely dry, some parks let you go to the bar after the attractions, some parks only give you a select amount of drinks tokens, so it's probably worth discussing that in the future, definitely.
I also, this year, enjoyed that I think only one place did hands on shoulders.
That's a very good point. And another, yeah, a talking point. Not a single attraction for Halloween did Hands on Shoulders. The only place we did was for the London Bridge Experience and Tombs.
Was it?
And again, that was their non-Halloween event. I don't know if their Halloween event did. But I can see why they do that. They get a lot of foreign visitors there. So I can see why they may not understand safety briefing and things like that. So I can see why they may do that there with the huge quantities of people they go through every single day from start 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening. So I can kind of see their point there. But yes, it is nice to see in the UK... that very little Hands on Shoulders anymore, lots more free flow. Even if it's not free flow and it's a narrative linear attraction, no Hands on Shoulders. How cool is that?
That's so much better. I prefer it because it always hurts my back.
definitely. Right, so I think we've sort of mentioned everywhere that our highlights of places, our lowlights of places. We need to give, before we end this episode and let our listeners know about all the ways they can contact us, we need our top three. Each
mazes or
three mazes.
Mazes.
So I think we should do top three mazes. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Martin's got his top three.
So number three is Insomnia. Number two is the Village. No, the Ward.
The Ward.
And number one is Hoodoo Voodoo.
Fair shout. So Martin's top three there. Kate, have you got your top three?
Ooh, I don't know, you know. Top number one is definitely Hoodoo. Two, I'd say Ghoulies. Three, I don't know. You know what? We had really awesome runs through Project 42, so I'm going to say Project 42.
Good shout. Hannah, it's the love of my life.
Number three for me would be Hollywood Horror at Dr. France. Number two would be Shadows at Traumatica. And number one... No one like have a heart attack here. Number one is a hooded maze.
Wow.
Hulk and Peak.
And it's Hoodoo Voodoo at Extreme Scream Park.
Yeah, it's not Hulk and Peak.
And that's a big thing because I'm not a fan of hooded mazes. Like I always think to myself, why are you hooding me? Is it just a cop out that you can't be asked to do your sonography? Like I never understood the need to be hooded because once you take away my sight, I don't get scared. Like tickling me isn't going to scare me, but they scared me, and I really enjoyed it.
Fair enough. Right, my top three. I'm going to go third. Shadows at Europa Park at Traumatica. This year they really had improved it so much more than last year. Second, I'm going to go Hollywood Horror 3 at Dr. Frights, purely because of how scared I was in there. Like, I can't remember the last time I was that terrified inside of an attraction. And then number one, yeah, I think it is Hoodoo Voodoo. Definitely.
Wow.
It just was this year, really. Oh, Pie Factory's up there. Oh, no. I could
I need a top 10.
I need a top 10. But we have no time. Yeah, definitely. I'd say those three. This season for me, but then again I really enjoyed X4 there's so many that were really enjoyable this year for overall packages. It's really hard, but yeah, they're definitely my top three. Guys, we want to hear from you. We have given you all our Halloween highlights and we're going to give you 1 to 2 minutes to give us yours. So yeah, we want you to send in your highlights. What did you enjoy about this Halloween season? Did you visit one of these attractions similar to us and you want to give your thoughts on it? Did you visit somewhere that we haven't had chance to get to this season? There's a few places that were on the list, we just could not get there. Let us know what you thought, guys. Like I say, just send us a 1 to 2 or 3 minutes tops voice clip. You can just record it on your phone and email it to scaretrack@gmail.com. That's scaretrack@gmail.com. Any questions, if you're not sure what you're doing or how to do it, guys, just contact us on our usual ways. We're on all the social medias. We're on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. We're also on TikTok. Hannah's TikTok, and just search for ScareTrack Hannah. Obviously, Kate, you can see all her artwork, misskatemonroe.co.uk as well. And that's the same on Instagram as well, isn't it, Kate?
It is indeed, yes.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to see all the set design work she has done for Parks and all the awesome body painting and everything she does as well. And I don't know if anyone noticed, apart from over 1,000 people have watched it live, that Hannah has had a awesome Traumatica body paint by Miss Kate Monroe.
1,000 people?
Over 1,000 people have seen the live.
Really?
Yeah, the final live we're finished one. Over 1,000.
Oh, wow.
I think it's 1,200 people so far. And it's only been up since like a day ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, how awesome was that? It looks amazing. Everyone, we actually had one of the lead creative of Traumatica. He lives in America, in Orlando. He comes over and does a bit of work, like, you know, part of the creative. He actually messaged us saying thanks for the dedication to the brand.
Ooh.
Dan Caro.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome. We got loads of shares on the Traumatica fan pages, and even Michael Mack has liked our tweet. So yeah, some really impressive stuff there by Miss Kate Monroe on Hannah's glorious body.
It was good fun.
Yeah.
It was the quickest 4.5 hours I think I've ever spent stood up. I was absolutely knackered afterwards, though. Like, I struggled to stay awake, didn't I? I fell asleep in full body paint and then had to be woken up to go and have a shower. But no, you know, if you've never had it and you always think, oh, I want to have a body paint, I highly suggest it. It was such a massive boost.
And get Miss Kate Monroe to do it.
Yeah.
Why would you have anyone else?
Why would you not have the best?
Exactly. Oh, guys.
So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track podcast. Like we say, we've still got two more little mini episodes coming from myself and Hannah, who visited the London Dungeons and LBE, London Bridge Experience and Tombs. Obviously, thank you to Martin for joining us on his first ever in studio episode. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been fun. Hannah, thanks for joining us as always.
Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, wife. And Kate, it was cool to have you on over at your end as well.
Indeed. Thanks for having me via
Skype. Yep, there's other video messaging services are available.
Is there?
Yeah, not many, but so Chatterbait and Meagle. No. Moving
are
on.
Are they porn?
Yeah. So, anyway,
wow.
Moving on. That brings us to the end of this episode. We totally wanted to make the episodes more personal, guys.
Nope.
And we'll see you next time. See you, guys. Bye.